What is going on, you guys? It's Tony back. I just want to take the time to give my condolences to George Floyd and to all the Black lives fallen due to police brutality. It's so crazy what America has turned into. It's unfortunate. It's wrong. It's powerful. It's scary. It's a lot of things. America is a lot of things right now, but not united. I just feel like, as a Black man, a gay Black man in America, it's scary. I mean, you walk down the street, you're judged. You know, you go into a grocery store, you know, you're discriminated against. You're everything that white people are not. You're everything that has just been taught and just been blatantly pushed out into the media about Black people, about how ruthless, about how reckless, about how, you know, how they portray us in the media is just not the reality. And due to unfortunate leadership, unfortunate press, you know, just the media is just unfortunate, and they don't show the good side. They don't show the fact that there are powerful Black people out there doing amazing, incredible things for their own communities. But they'll show Black people, you know, doing insane things that just, like, you can't categorize everybody. Everybody is a unique person. Everybody is their own person. Everybody is their own human. I just can't, I don't know, like, I can't imagine just going back out there, rioting, going against police force, because that is just too much for me. I went out there and I got shot in the leg by a canister. I have a third degree burn. I got shot with pellets. My head busted open. I mean, not busted open, but, like, I have a scar over my eye. Ankles messed up, just like tear gas in my eyes, throwing up. I mean, they are not playing around. The police are seeing what the media has just put out there, and what alt-right people are talking about, what white activist people are talking about, what Trump supporters are just screaming at the top of their lungs, and it's not helping. It's just not. I'm just so ashamed. I'm just, like, scared for everyone's life. And for those that are marching, like, keep on marching. Keep on doing your thing. You know? For those at home, keep retweeting. Keep putting it out there. Everyone can do their part. It's 2020. Everybody can do their part. Push it. June 1st. Let's get it done. Let's make it happen. We need a change. We need a movement. We need something to just stop this brutality. I just recently watched a video that my friend sent me. It's just awful police brutality. This is America. This is what police do. We are not the instigators. We are not the ones that should be punished. The ones that should be punished are wearing the badge and have the gun. They have the power over us. They have that power over us. And we are defenseless by choice. And they just use it by force. And it's unacceptable. It's, like, very, I don't see how people can live like that. Even when I went to jail the few times I was discriminated against, I was stripped down to my, I mean, everyone's stripped down, but, like, no one's really slapped in the face with a pair of sandals and thrown to the ground, you know? It's not right, you know? When I was in there was somebody jumped by guards. not right. They think they have power. No. Why can't they have the same legal battles and legal, you know, what is it? Like, that shit pressed against them. Why is it only one, not one, not the other, you know? Just a shame. It is a whole lot of shame. I'm all for peaceful protesting, but I'm also all for, you know, the forceful, the movement, the brutality, you know, the retaliating. I'm for that. I'm for that. Policemen are evil. They don't want us to win. They want to keep us down. They want to keep us down. It's so unfortunate. Oh gosh. Okay. No. Yeah, no. Okay, I'm gonna go. Neighbor just came outside. No. So, I'm currently scrolling through Twitter, and literally in Philadelphia, there's a white, all people out with bats, out pursuing, trying to just kill black people. Wow, somebody just got shot with the head with a rubber pellet. Fuck their shit up. Yeah. I think mine were just BBs because, damn, mine was not that bad, but they got me on my leg good. Look, see, vocal about the looting, silent about the murder, excuse my language. Wow. Wow, I can't watch this anymore. This is so, like, oh my god. And it's Pride Month, too. Oh, wow. Wow, this is just crazy. Not sure if I can do this. That's why I just have to log off Twitter. And there's so many people just being so ignorant. So ignorant with what they talk about. Just so nasty. Okay, guys, I'm just gonna go. I can't speak on this subject anymore. I don't believe in, you know, all white groups. I don't believe in white supremacists. I don't believe in the President Trump. I feel like we need to keep pushing. We need to keep pushing for a change. We need to keep just bringing out the good, you know. Stop focusing on the bad. Bring out the good. And also, I mean, I could go back. I could go into fucking black on black crime. But you know what? That's a whole nother subject. We're dealing with one right now. But that's also a goddamn movement that needs to be changed. For real. Because that's just, I went out protesting. Here I am, you know, doing my part. Here comes these, like, freaking, I guess, like, black people that hate other black people, I don't know, over here saying that they're about to come beat me up and stuff, and that I better get on the other side of the street, like, blah, 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 this and that. Like, what? Like, hold on, backtrack. This is what I'm talking about. Like, y'all are just not with the movement. Y'all are just, I mean, there's some people out there that are just for the havoc, for the mayhem. Really? Really? And then at that point, at that, you're black. Get it together. All of us. Come 2021. Come 2021. Get it together. I don't know what I'm going to do from here on out with my life. I'm scared. I'm afraid. I don't know what I can do in America. What can I possibly get done with this crisis going on? Both the pandemic and this movement. It's scary. And you know what? I feel like we should just take it back. Put your fist up and march on.